Welcome to day 5 of the Ultimate Daily Productivity Challenge for Passionate Entrepreneurs. So if you've made it this far, then you have made it through getting clear with your dream case scenario, identifying your core values and making sure they're reflected in your daily plan. You've gotten clear with your number one thing to accomplish each day, and you've also estimated time frames for every single task in order to design your most productive and best schedule. But even when you've done all of that, it is so easy to let our feelings get in the way of following through with our tasks. And I've certainly had days when I simply didn't feel like doing a task on my daily plan, whether it was a workout or creating content or anything that's on my list for the day. And there have been times when scrolling through Facebook or chatting away with a friend for a couple of hours or maybe watching House of Cards on Netflix has sounded more appealing than my awesome plan for the day. However, when our dream case scenario and our why are super important to us, we can decide to focus on our commitments versus our feelings. So you can write that down, commitments versus feelings. If we are truly committed to our vision and our goal, we will do whatever it takes to make it happen. If we allow ourselves to get sidetracked by our feelings, we may never get to our goal, or it may take a lot longer to get there. So today is all about mindset, right? So whenever I have these experiences where I feel a little bit distracted, I know I have a choice of whether I will focus on my commitments or let my feelings totally take me off track. I have a choice on whether or not today's feelings will take me away from creating more time and money freedom, making a bigger difference for entrepreneurs, or if I'll stay true to my commitments. So another thing that's helped me get back on track when I'm distracted is this. I will say out loud, as cheesy as this sounds, I will say out loud, the future Amy will thank the today Amy for just getting it done. And the future Amy is awesome. She's unstoppable. She's a top business coach for coaches and entrepreneurs around the world. She's an international best-selling author, speaker, and mentor. So if I'm not willing to do it for the today Amy, who might feel a little bit distracted, I'm going to dedicate this task to the future Amy because she will so appreciate the today Amy for making it happen against any and all odds. Yes, it's true. I actually say that or a portion of it, or I even expand on it. It just depends on my mood. But I am so committed to my bigger vision that just saying that out loud to myself and laughing will get me to the task at hand. So for today's challenge, I want you to write down what your future self will thank you for doing today, and then commit to getting that task done. Do it for your future self. Really commit to your higher purpose. We are all here for a reason. Why not let go of limiting beliefs, let go of distractions, and really commit to that vision? So on that note, I do have a PDF on the current webpage for today's challenge, so you can download that to fill it out for writing down what your future self will thank you for today. And I would love for you to focus on posting something on the Dream Life Entrepreneurs Facebook page. So that's where you can share with us what your future self is going to thank you for. I would love to see what you write down. And also, if you haven't already, make sure that you introduce yourself to the community on our Dream Life Entrepreneurs page. I would love to get to know you, and I'm sure that others in the group and the community would like to get to know you as well. So on that note, we're wrapping this one up for the 5-day challenge, the ultimate daily productivity challenge for passionate entrepreneurs. You can always come back to any one of these exercises and know that these are the exact steps that I take every single day in order to stay true to my vision, my goals, my dreams, and I love making them happen. It is such an exciting journey. So on that note, I look forward to seeing you on the Dream Life Entrepreneurs page, and hopefully we'll be connecting soon. All right, take care.